It's Nashville's Rock Station, 102.9 The Buzz. It's Haley, and I am on the phone with Bunny from the Iron Goddess Foundation. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me on today.
There is a huge event at the Nashville Fairgrounds this weekend, the Iron Goddess All-Female Motorcycle Show. And this is something that you know and love. You're very involved in the motorcycle community. Tell us about this event. What is so special about this event on Saturday?
So, like you said, it's an all-female motorcycle show. All spectators are welcome. Everybody's invited. But what makes this so special is that we only display female-owned bikes. And it's all makes and models. Usually when you go to a motorcycle show, it's aimed, you know, towards sport bikes or it's aimed towards cruisers. This is everything. We have cafe racers, sport bikes, we have trikes, Harleys, Indians, Hondas. We have everything in this show, and they're all women-owned bikes. So we have 38 bikes registered, which is a little bit of a record in the states that we've been to besides California. So we are super excited.
Okay, well, good. So that answers my most asked question about the event. Is it all female or can men be there too?
Yes, everybody's welcome. We never exclude anybody, not on our rides, not, you know, during our events. It's just something centered towards the female motorcycle community because we are such a small portion of the community, you know, and a lot of the times during regular motorcycle shows, we tend to shy back and not enter our bikes. This gives women a space just to, you know, friendly compete amongst each other. We do have awards. We do have cash prizes. We do have the Iron Goddess title belt that we give. So it just kind of gives us a space where we're comfortable in and we're displaying our bikes no matter what they look like.
Okay. How long have you been riding?
I've been riding about 25 years.
So what got you into it? Is this something that runs in the family or is it something that you just took interest in at a young age? Like, how did you get into it?
So I started as a backpack. I dated somebody who rode a sport bike and, you know, I was the backpack. And when we broke up, I knew that I kind of wanted to continue riding, but I didn't want to be a backpack anymore. I wanted to kind of have control of my own bike. And at that time, there really wasn't a lot of us. And there definitely wasn't a lot of things aimed towards women. I mean, in our area, there was maybe a handful of us at the time that rode. And it was such a like, oh, my God, look, that's a girl on a bike. And I started on a bike that was way too big for me. I didn't know anything about modifications. Nobody told me that you can modify a bike, you know, to be lowered. So I used to drop that thing so much. They don't even make that bike anymore. And, you know, I just kind of learned along the way that, hey, you can adjust this bike for you. But everything is, you know, it's mainly geared towards men, especially back then. That there really wasn't much that you could do to accommodate a woman back then.
Right. So what kind of motorcycle are you driving right now?
So I actually have a few bikes. I have a little bit of a motorcycle addiction. I have two Harleys, an Indian. I have a Honda sport bike. And then I have a Janus. It's like a 1920s inspired motorcycle.
Do you have a favorite bike or are you able to pick a favorite bike?
Oh, no, I definitely have my favorite. I am an Indian girl all the way, all the way. I love all of my bikes, but I feel like Indian motorcycle is more female friendly.
Okay.
And then, you know, right out the door, it runs the way that you want it to run. Where I feel as in my Harleys, at least I have this, but, you know, just talking about me, I've had to throw a lot of money into getting the bikes to run how I want them to run. And Indian, it's not that way. Most of my money has gone into the cosmetic of it versus the performance of it.
That is nice to hear because my husband and I had a Harley and we don't anymore. And we were looking at Indians and I'm like, there's just something about Indian that is just something about it. They look easier to ride and I'm very much a beginner. So that's already appealing to me. That's what I want. So that's nice to hear. That just validates my feelings towards it.
Oh, yeah. And I think that Indian, you know, they've come a long way, but I also feel like they take the female rider into consideration when making the bikes. For example, I'm barely 5'2". I don't touch the floor on any of the bikes that I own at all. I tippy toe. But I started with an Indian Scout. Now I have a Sport Chief and I tippy toe on that. But the Indian Scout, I completely flat footed on it and my knees were bent. And that gives you a little bit of more confidence. You know, and you're like, right. Oh, okay, if something happens, I can keep this bike up. Mm-hmm. But I just feel like Indian, you know, they're more female friendly and their bikes, I feel like, are a little bit lighter. And it's almost like they ride themselves.
Like you said, you own a lot of bikes. You've been in the motorcycle community for a very long time. time. You said 20, 25 years. What's your, do you have like a favorite thing about being in the motorcycle community?
I just love the way that no matter where you go, if you're riding, I mean, I rode in Tennessee last weekend when I was out here. It's like your family. I mean, you could be riding in a completely different state and another biker passes you and they give you the deuces, you know, like, hey, what's up? You wave at each other. And that's not something that you do in a car. You know, if you're driving a Jeep and you see another Jeep, you kind of just ignore each other. But you're on the road and you see another bike, you say what's up to each other. If you see somebody pulled off on the side of the road most of the time, you know a biker is going to stop and be like, hey, do you need help? It's just an instant family no matter where you go.
And that's what the event is about this weekend, too, is bringing that community back together. And this was brought on by the Iron Goddess Foundation. And can you tell me like why the Iron Goddess Foundation was created?
So the Iron Goddess Foundation was created to help women that have left abusive relationships get back on their feet. A lot of the time, and you know, this is a little bit of my back history too. You know, I left a very emotionally and verbally abusive relationship. I was in a really dark place. And a lot of women who are being abused or financially abused as well, to where they can't leave because they don't have the funds to do that. So the Iron Goddess Foundation helps with like temporary housing, security deposits, first month's rent, food, anything like that to just help them start over and let them know like, hey, I can do this. There's somebody out there. I'm not alone. Cause I felt like I was alone. And until I started this journey, I didn't realize how many people out there were being abused in some way by their partners.
Right.
So I knew that when I started this motorcycle show that I wanted it to be more than just a show. I knew there had to be a purpose behind it. So $5 from each general admission ticket goes towards the Iron Goddess Foundation to be able to help us help women.
It's empowering for women in more ways than one. And that's fantastic. And if somebody wanted to go this weekend, where can they buy their ticket? Where can they get more information on the event this weekend?
On our website, just irongoddessmotorcycleshow.com. There is a link right on the landing page that takes them right to our Eventbrite.
Go to that website, grab a ticket. It's for a good cause. It's going to be an amazing show. And it was good to talk to you. Have fun this weekend.
Thank you so much. And it is rain or shine. So, you know, even if it does sprinkle, we have a plan B in place. We move the show to a completely covered part of the fairgrounds. So we're all good to go.